Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you have your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man? What's going on this, I was about to say Friday.
You know what? Normally, I would say the day, but I'm not, because apparently you off. Thank you. So I'm not going to crush my dreams. I got to go work tomorrow.
Right.
Brother chilling.
Been chilling. Yes, sir.
How was your day today, brother?
Hey, man, got a lot accomplished. A lot of self-care type stuff.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. You know, excited that another off day tomorrow. So,
hey, nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
Work good, man?
Yeah. First day back today, you know. I'll go in on Thursdays. Right. It was all good, man. It was, I ain't gonna lie, it was hectic. It was hectic. I couldn't wait to get out of there, dude. 5 o'clock, kid, I ran. I saw my wife and, I'm to the car, baby, here I come. Take me home. Get me out of here.
Maybe I'll get you some of them tennis shoes with the roller blades.
Boy. Hey, I ain't like y'all used to be back in the day,
man. Kids, God, you know what I'm saying? All them kids, man, it's bad. Skating
right.
All over the place.
Get out of work. I swear. That's how I felt today. But it's all good, though. As long as you got a job, it's all that matters. Yeah, take care of your family.
True blessing,
man.
No matter what. That's how it goes.
Right.
My phone was ringing like I was at work.
I bet it was.
Not even the...
And you know what's so crazy?
Not even clients. It's coworkers.
I forgot you was off today. So now that I know you off, I'm blowing your phone up all morning. Hey, dude, I got to go.
It was doing it, man. I swear, I'm thinking it's gonna be the client. No, I'm not the client.
Right.
It's coworkers. Thinking I'm in the building.
What
no,
you
I'm
doing? Where you
building.
At?
I'm not in the building. The car's not out there. But that's okay. It's all good.
Right. It's all good.
What's up, y'all? Happy Thursday.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of stuff to cover today. So, you know. Let's go on and start out with the good stuff.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, markandwillshow.com. That's where you can go on and get the mother load of stuff that'll lead you to a lot of different things. But in case you want to go ahead and get individually over the stuff as far as the Twitter, Facebook,
yes.
All that, it's all listed. Mark and Will Show. Go ahead and check that out. You know, some good stuff on there. And Twitter's picking up. FNC,
something
for you guys this weekend. So we got some nice little topics that we're going to go ahead and crush. So hope you join that FNC Friday Night Crew. That's
yes,
the channel right there.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, follow, subscribe,
period.
All that good stuff. She's only going to be gifted so many things that she needs to do, and it's going to be more racial. Bring the community together type things. I don't think she's going to have the run of the mill of a regular president because, and I would say this, you know, the owner, you know, even though it ain't Al Davis' son, so he's running, he's going to run that. But I can't be mad at Brandon for saying that because I think it is true. I think it's about a look. But you know what? Sometimes you got to say, shit, I don't care. Let's get this, and hopefully we can see other things. But if you're going to do that now, you know, what I thought, I never seen a picture of her until the other day. And, I mean, she's like a model. All right, so gave you a little, you know, example
brother.
Of what's going on. So, you know, all that good stuff. So,
hey, with this weekend on the gaming, you know, my oldest daughter, she coming over this weekend, and she said, "Daddy, let me stream on Call of Duty." Woo! Say no more. I got you. Do you. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just going to commentate. You do you. You know what I'm saying? She's good at it, so I'm going to let her do her. Make sure y'all check it out. I'm going to put it on YouTube and Twitch.
Check it on out.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Let's go. Get them numbers up. Go ahead and watch, participate, yes, all that good stuff. Don't forget, hey, in case you missed it, our National Player of the Week sponsored by
Congratulations.
Mr. Tap App is Brady. Mr. Brady, he did his thing over 200 yards, 4 TDs. So, hey, hats off to him and doing his thing. So, don't forget, big games. Big games.
Yes, it
we
is.
Talked, we went over yesterday, but, you know, we got some big games. We got DuPont Manual
at
St. X. We got Valor going to Trinity.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
We got Butler versus PRP. We got Southern versus Male. So, all this good stuff, all things. So, make sure you support these kids. Go to Get Out There, watch these games. It's senior night. So, for AJ in the building, big time, his last home game. Well, regular season home game.
Yeah, regular season home game.
Let's hope that it's.
That they can get one at playoffs.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, time to put Mark on the spot. So let me ask you, what you know, what memory, strong, good ass memory of AJ playing at PRP do you have for us?
A great strong memory of AJ at PRP. Jesus Christ. I would say one was sophomore year. I can't remember the team it was. I cannot remember the team it was. He caught a slant, took off for a touchdown for about 40. But the one recently is the two interceptions this year, because this is his first year, like, really playing defense
right. The
whole year, because he's been a receiver throughout the first 3 years. Then they threw him on defense his senior year. And two interceptions and one for pick six, that touched me. Right. But it was like, dude's an athlete. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you see stuff like that as a parent, it's like, wow, that's crazy, because he can really play. But I would say sophomore year, though, because he's been playing varsity, he's blessed. And I'm not doing no bragging or nothing like that. He just blessed to be able to be touched the field throughout his whole 4 years for varsity.
Right.
And it's a blessing, regardless if it's a special teams or whatever the case may be, he was on the field for varsity. It's just a blessing. And I just, like, he's a great athlete. And as a parent, you can't do nothing but appreciate that and be proud of him for putting in that work for him. But I'm going to say that at sophomore year, that touchdown was beautiful. On varsity, sophomore, a lot of kids don't play varsity as sophomore, even freshman.
Right.
So, that was a beautiful thing, man. That was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, well, hey, hats off. Made it. Hopefully, go ahead and take care of business. He's
passed
three games. Get in the playoffs. Take care of business in the playoffs. Hats off to you. Much love and much more things to come.
Absolutely.
So, hey, see you night tomorrow at PRP.
Yes,
go ahead and check it out. Big time. Big time. Big time. Don't forget
baseball.
So, the great thing about the baseball, we got the playoffs starting tomorrow. So, right off the bat, you know, Rays and Guardians play tomorrow. Phillies, Cardinals, Mariners, Blue Jays. Padres, Mets, my eye is going to be, well, it can't be. I would love to be. Well, you know, it will be on some of them early games, but at 8 o'clock, I got a date out there to a field I used to play.
What you said.
But that Mets and Padres is probably still going to be going on after the Southern and Bell game.
What you said.
And, brother, hey, holler at me. I'm going to see you anyway, so maybe we go ahead and get a nightcap at the game or something like that.
But let me ask you this, though. Because, you know, we first started the show, you introduced me to the baseball scene, and now I'm really into it now. I'm going to ask you this. On the first game, who you got? Tampa Bay, Cleveland. Who you got winning the first one?
I'm going to go Cleveland.
Okay.
I'm going to go Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
Philly, St. Louis.
I think Philly's going to go in there and get that.
Get that one?
Yeah, I know Cardinal fans, I know y'all upset, but. Philly, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a wild card team to win it again. They've been winning it the past 2-3 years, so, you know.
Seattle Blue Jays.
I got a Blue Jay, John.
got Blue Jays.
Yes,
I'm
you
a Brown
will.
Blue Jays.
Mets.
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 So every, so each one you just said, do you feel like they are going to win the series? Best out of three. Do you give somebody at least to get one?
You talking about like a sweep, two out of three? Like within you, two games?
Okay. Well, since, you put it, since you put it that way, who you see sweeping?
Gosh. If anybody's going to sweep, it's going to be the Mets.
Okay.
And probably Cleveland. I think those bookend games.
So you think the Seattle Blue Jays and St. Louis and Philly's going to be going?
They're going to go.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, when you only play three games, the max, you know, it, yeah, it could be a 2-0 with all these games. You know,
yeah,
so you just never know. And my thing is this, you know, the reason why the Mets, because the Mets pitching rotation is silly. DeGrom, you know, they got Max Scherzer, DeGrom, if he's playing, you know, them pitchers are legit. They, you know, they going to win. But they got the best, like I said, rotation, basically, like, yeah. But then when you look at the Cardinals, they got old heads, but they can pitch, you know, with Flannery. You know, they got Jose Quintana going.
Right.
Zach Wheeler.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the whole thing. When you got these short series, it's about pitching. So, if you got dominant horses, you should take care of business. It's just that long series that, you know, everybody can't pitch every game. So, your third and fourth pitcher has to be legit.
Okay.
If it ain't, then you're going to it could be a long time. So we'll see. But I like that part of it. I would like it better if Ovoid didn't get suspended 80 games. But
yeah,
as far as Padres,
yeah,
it's gonna be good, though. It's going to be real good. So make sure you guys look. Somebody like me, man, it's 12 o'clock. It's like it's like the Sweet 16. The NCAA tournament.
What you said?
12, 2,
yeah.
4, 8.
Yeah, right.
So I get to see, you know, at least them.
It worked, Ma.
Should be some good games, though. Go ahead and make sure y'all check it out, because, hey,
please.
It's real now.
Yes, it is.
It ain't no fake stuff. It's real.
Right. What we got?
You going to take your time. Click it on. Okay.
Right.
What's up, D? How you doing?
What's up,
sus? This is Shane. What's going on? In the back of Mom. 3 for 3. There we go. Knock you out. Let's go on. And it's always something. In the NBA, Draymond Green punches Jordan Poole in practice. And the thing about it is, you know, we all done been to practice and get heated. You know, I don't care what, you know what I'm saying, what level you are.
Yeah.
Things can turn. You know, you can get an elbow in the ribs. You know,
anything.
You're going too hard.
Yeah,
you never
know.
These are grown men.
You don't too much.
They got families.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with that. So all kinds of stuff hits differently. You know, so as far as this is not the first fight, it won't be the last fight in the NBA practice at any level or any sport. But because it's Draymond Green, it gets a little bit.
It gets different
against
it's Draymond.
Jordan Poole balled this year.
Yeah, and he wanted that contract too.
Oh yeah.
But you know that Draymond is still talking about he wanted an extension too.
Don't do it.
He wants an extension. Jordan wants an extension. Who you going to give it to?
Jordan going to get it just because he's younger. He's younger and he's another guard. Now, Draymond's going to get... See, the thing about it is, money's everywhere.
it's everywhere.
He's going to get... It just depends on how much he wants.
What you say.
If he wants a boatload like Chef and all them, now he ain't getting that. But he's going to get taken care of.
Right.
Now, Jordan Poole, on the other hand, you don't even start. I mean, but you did your thing, you know, all this kind of stuff. But you got to see now, do you want to go get big money somewhere else and start and not win nothing?
You know, the sad thing about it, in reality, that's the sad choice he's going to have to do.
Oh, yeah, they're not going
to. They're not going to pay him.
He's not getting $30 million.
That's why Gary Payton's son, Junior, which he had a hell of a season there.
Yeah, he did.
And he probably going to do the same thing in Portland.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to be a solid role player.
His grind that he had to go through to get where he's at, I'm proud of that young man.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Been in the D-League for so long and doing what you're doing. Got a chip.
7 years and stuff, so he's good.
Right, he's good.
Yeah.
But Jordan, hey, man.
He's going to want.
If the greatest choice you should have done, you probably should have left too.
But so he's still on the contract.
How many years?
Yeah, he's still on the contract. He's still on that first contract.
Yeah,
he ain't on that big contract yet.
Oh, shoot, he's gonna leave.
Yeah, but you know, he get 3.9. I mean, you know, you just, and that's the thing about it. You just came in the league and you got that 4 year, 5 year, whatever. So you just gonna have to wait.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. You just gonna have to wait, son. Now, I can understand trying to get an extension and all that, but technically, they ain't got to pay you, too, whatever. And then,
exactly.
You know, the extension is basically just to keep you there without you doing going testing free agency and all that kind of stuff.
Going nowhere.
Right. You know, and Draymond, you know, hell, you already making $25 million, bro.
He wants more. As if you was out there hitting the last second shots.
He already still him.
Hey, he said he's the best defender ever, so pay him.
I guess we will. Yeah, I hear you, brother. Good one. I know all the real legit defenders.
I know you do, but I'm just saying.
I know they alike. It ain't about me. I know they like, dude, yeah, good one. Yeah, good one, bro. You know, just take that 25 and grind and chill and all this kind of stuff.
Be rich.
But see, oh boy, looks at like people like Dante DiVincenzo, who just came over from Villanova. He get $4.5 million. So he's probably looking at him, Moses Moody, all them making $3 something million. Like, dude, I'm better than these guys. That's just the business, man.
It's the business.
Calm down.
You gotta stop that.
You know, just calm down. Just calm down. Team in Las Vegas. And we know Mr. LeBron, who's been hinting on owning a team, being there and all this kind of stuff.
Yes, yes.
My thing is this. Yes, if WNBA's in there, and granted, that's, you know, the women's sports but, and the NFL's there, you know the NBA. It's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time.
But if I'm the commish, right, I'll go ahead and put one in next year just to see and test LeBron.
Just to see if he go ahead and say, I'm done?
Yeah. I would. I'm like, here you go. We got one right now.
And you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? I like what you're saying, but I don't think he would do it just because LeBron's still been in the league is just making it more money.
Dude, I understand that, but you got to think. Bronny's coming up. Bronny ain't like that.
He's trying to play with Bronny.
Take away that one and done, so pave the way for Bronny to come up here.
Yes, he's going to Cleveland. And Bron's going back to Cleveland.
If he goes to Cleveland, that means LeBron paid them to go and take him. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. There's too many good young talents way better than him, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not in college. You know, yeah, we see the showcase.
With the
young dudes is balling and stuff. I ain't gonna butcher his name. That's 7'4", dude. You got to pay him. Just like Wade.
Me and G League.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm gonna tell you what, you better pick another team just because that nucleus is young.
Hey, and you know what's so crazy? It's just like Jello.
Yeah.
His preseason ain't been looking good at all. So how the hell did he even get a chance to do that?
His brother. He'll be in the G League. Every year they bring him up, let him play, and all this stuff, then he'll be in the G League. You know, is Wade's son even?
No. He played a couple of games, and that was it. He's not even on the team.
I guess they saw that like, nah, bro.
Nah, bro, we done. Nah, you good, bro.
So we'll see. We gonna see. It's interesting. We're definitely gonna see that. But
yes, sir.
But yeah, Vegas team is coming. I mean, everybody. I don't care.
We know it's coming.
Once the NFL did that, that paved the way for every sport.
Every.
You know, they're like, what? We can do that? Good. So, hey, it's coming. Everybody does that. Here it is right here. Let's go on and get into this. We got a football game this weekend. And at 12 o'clock, Louisville versus Virginia. So this is going to be interesting. Louisville has a hard time playing Virginia. We know that. Even at home. So -3. Vegas is teasing us. Vegas keep on putting us on this love affair with Louisville being the favorite and all this kind of stuff. Both teams are 2-3. Virginia's at home. Louisville has a hard time beating Virginia, period. All I know is I'm just kind of tired that it's 12 o'clock kickoff games. But, you know, when you're irrelevant in the ACC, you get that 12 o'clock game. So, basically, because Louisville does not win, they get slotted in that 12 o'clock window. So, that's what you're going to get. And that 3 points is this facade. I'm taking Virginia. Virginia, until I see something.
So, the biggest Louisville fan I've ever met in my life.
See, and that's the thing about it.
Now, I know what you're saying.
You know, my whole thing is this. You know, Florida State was my John. So, you know, Louisville didn't have no football. But everybody knows that point stuff on the road when both teams is equal, that's fake. That's fake juice.
So, I got to ask this real quick because, you know, I'm always at work and you always text me, let me know what's going on. Odell, so these past couple of games that you saw and seeing that Virginia's going to win?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, it's the same Louisville team. Until you went on the road, like I was telling Brandon, and like I told Bump, like I don't know the last time, what it was, Florida State 2 to 3 years ago. Last time Louisville won an ACC game on the road or something like that. I mean, they didn't win one last year. So you know, it's like, man, until you see improvement, until you see different things. Hell, last week they was favored by 15 points. Against a weak Boston College.
Yes, I get it.
And Boston College is weaker than Virginia. But, hey, right. It's, you know, it comes a time when you got to realize that, man, Louisville is not good.
Right. You know what I'm saying? No, you know? I agree.
So, you know, granted, we rah-rah, we cheering all this, and you wish the hometown to go ahead and take care of business.
Absolutely.
But when you talking about, what have you done for me lately? Dude, we done seen it. And that's the crazy thing. We done seen players who are not good that you see against other teams don't do anything, but against Louisville, 6 catches, 200 yards receiving, 10 carries, 150 yards, 5 quarterback who played receiver. Man, they the only dudes I know that played two teams that both their quarterbacks was receivers last, and they was getting done in, bro.
Right.
I mean, you know, people say, well, you know, they lost Syracuse, and they. I don't care if they 5-0, but they're 9. They ain't played nobody. Louisville included. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, when you got a desperate coach out there doing desperate things because he knows his job is about to come to an end, I just hope, you know, the boys, you know, people talking about the recruiting class. And, you know, the thing about it is everybody got a sign on the line if you get them. But, hey, do you want to go ahead and keep a guy and still go through the same thing that
Again and again.
When the AD came to your office and told you that, man, hey, it's got to be some serious changes. Your changes was to bring in a dude from Notre Dame, but don't let him call the plays.
Right.
What is that? You know what I'm saying? So it's still you, right? Instead of firing a defensive coordinator, you added another coordinator with him. I mean, it's like, bro, like, hey, I understand. These are y'all families. You know what I'm saying? People got families, got whatever. But when you getting paid big bucks, bro, you ain't producing. You got to go, man.
Got to leave.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope on Monday I can come in there and say, hey, Louisville looked good. They did. They took care of business. They 3-3. But until I see that happen, bro, I got to roll with Virginia, man.
Yes,
I. Man, Virginia owns us in basketball and football. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, hey, only sport they do is the women basketball. They go ahead and kick that ass like they always do. Absolutely. So, you know, other than that, man, nah, bro. 12 o'clock, get that shit over with early.
Oh, Lord.
Early. South Carolina versus number 13, Kentucky Wildcats, 6-point favorite. Woo! We'll see.
That's what I was going to say, the same thing.
We'll see.
I was just
six
say
points at the crib?
At the crib. And y'all supposed to be like that.
Yeah, that's
Vegas to be like
know, though, right?
They know.
Because Vegas gave Ole Miss.
Yeah.
The favorite. So they know Vegas. I mean, you know, I don't think they know about Louisville football. But
right.
They South Carolina, we'll see. Stoops said they was banged up, so you know, we get an opportunity to see, you know, if the youngsters and really the dudes who are performing are the youngsters. You know what I'm saying? The young receivers and all that stuff. I don't know what the infatuation is with Will Levis because anytime he plays any team, it's not good as far as good competition. So you know, I understand, man. We done been through the 6'5", the 240 quarterbacks just because they look and be garbage in the league. Bro, he don't. If you watch him, if it ain't dink and dunk, I don't see. You know, or a nine route, and if you don't know what a nine route base is, the receivers as a goal, a goal pass, this straight line goal pipe stuff, because he got that speed. But yeah, you're supposed to win. It's 7:30, another 7:30. You know what I'm saying? And really, to be honest, you better win. You know what I'm saying? Because then you got Mississippi State, who's better than South Carolina. Then you got to go at Tennessee.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to take care of business at the crib. So,
how good they really are.
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, the only reason I watch it, man, is because I like Dane Key, you know what I'm saying, Frederick Douglass. Mm-hmm. I like Brown. And then I like to see old boy who think he's good, Sofa.
Right.
He's not that good as a quarterback, bro. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, if y'all want to go ahead and waste draft picks, I know one team better not ever touch him. Rest of y'all can touch him. Rest of y'all can go ahead and get him.
Right.
That's you know what it feels like to me? Talcum powder. It feels like another Taysom. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though Taysom Hill was, but he's a tight end. Oh, boy, be like that. He's going to be a tight end. He's going to be a tight end, bro. He ain't going to be that. There you go. We got the Colts versus Broncos. That's on tonight, on right now.
Right now, 0-0.
So we got, but now it's 3-0. The Broncos went ahead and kicked it. Better do something. You got to win if you're Broncos. So we previewed this yesterday. So, we decided who we wanted to do. You're playing against the Colts, who all you Colts fans, the nightmare continues, right?
Yeah, it does. Damn. I really hope they lose. I go to work, talk crazy tomorrow.
You got to keep up with the Colts, man.
Yes, sir.
I really don't. Mike G, we got to get you back on, Mike G. You know, that's Mike
Yes.
Robert Byrd.
Mike, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like, it's a few that I know, but I don't have a lot of.
Mike is the biggest one I know.
Yeah. So, you know, he goes to games, Mike, all that kind of stuff. Yes, he does. So.
Go ahead, come on back over here and smoke your cigar.
Goodness gracious. Lord, Jesus gracious.
Hopefully, y'all get through it.
No, that's right. Giants versus Packers. Packers 8-point favorite. This is in London.
Yeah, and we got Aaron Rodgers talking about, I wish we could stay in London a little longer and stuff like that. He ain't worried about the game.
Dude, he's 14 years old, bro.
He just overlooked the Giants where he's like, I don't even care. I'm in London.
He's just enjoying life.
I'm not going to practice. I'm going over here. I'm going to see the people. But with this game, honestly, it's in London. If the Packers can't leave here and beat them, they can't come back here and beat nobody else.
Right.
You got to beat this team. You got to beat the Giants. Y'all on vacation, basically.
Daniel Jones is hurt, too. I think it's
exactly. He's hurt. Yeah. You stop Barkley, you stop them.
Yeah, that's
right. Especially without the quarterback. So...
yeah, that's sorry, Giants.
You're not sorry.
Sorry.
You are not sorry. Don't do that.
Sorry. They 3-1, man. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you.
Don't do that. Hey, you're not sorry, G-Man. Dog. You're not sorry, dude.
Yo, the fans, y'all need to go ahead and just love this. Y'all have tonight, Friday, Saturday. Most of y'all is going to be out partying on Saturday night. So you're going to wake up on Sunday. Game's already going to be on. You're going to be mad because you done missed it.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all got a couple of days. Go ahead and still enjoy that 3-1.
Right.
3-1. But you know, Packers got this. Everybody know that. If they don't, then. Then, you know, Tampa Bay should be really upset.
Yeah, what you said.
Really upset. Steelers versus Bills. Bills, 14-point favorite. They said this is the highest point deficit as far as underdog the Steelers has been, probably since the Ice Bowl or some shit. Bruh, what's your take on this?
I told you beginning of the season, when I saw this game on our schedule, mm-hmm. I said Buffalo is still pissed from last year, the first game of the season. They hot. So they said, we got to get Pittsburgh back on here. We got to beat them. But there is no Ben Roethlisberger, right? Huh, you got Kenny coming in, starting his first game. I can see Kenny doing his thing a little bit or whatever, but I don't give up this win. I'm not giving up this win, especially at Buffalo. With them, no.
Right.
I'm not going. I don't want to sit here and say they're going to just blow us the hell out. I'm not going to say that, but I give them the win. Right. I feel like our defense can do just enough to try to get to Allen because we have to because our back end sucks.
Right.
And we all know that. So that front end got to get there, get to him, slow him down a little bit to where it won't be an embarrassing game. Or whatever. The offense, I feel like the rookie, he going to do his thing a little bit. A little bit. Get us a couple of touchdowns, and after that, it's going to go downhill. Because he just, the start against Buffalo.
Right. At Buffalo.
It's not going to be good. But I'm going to give him faith to say he'll throw a couple of touchdown passes or whatever. Then after that, it's going to go downhill. Because they're going to be like, oh, we're not going to let this rookie beat us. Especially with Von Miller on that side. No, ooh, brother. No. Ooh. No.
I forgot about Von. I keep forgetting about Von.
That's the thing. We're not going to win this game. Yeah. I'm going to say this, and I've been telling brothers every day. This is Mike Tomlin's first losing season. And this year, it's just not going to be our year. Period. But I'm going to always ride with my dogs. I'm not no bandwagon fan like that. I've been riding with them too long. It's my team. We're going to lose this one. But I'm still going to ride with them. Win, lose, or draw. It is what it is. Right.
I'm going to call Tomlin to see if we can get Mitch to go ahead and start this game.
Do something.
See what's going on. Let him go ahead and take the brunt work of, anytime Steelers come to your place, even though they came last year, you know, Buffalo Bills are going to be ramped up. You know, fans are going to be crazy. This is a 1 o'clock game, which drives me crazy. And I know it drives you.
Yes, Daddy it Betty. Does.
I think I see it more of a 10 game, a 10 point, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. 14, 17, all that kind of stuff. When you get to 14, then it can blow out. I'll just say 10, and I think, you know, it's going to be competitive in that first half just because it's still his defense. But, like you said, Von Miller, I mean, Pickett, he's going to have to throw. But to me, it's equivalent to, you know, let's go ahead and get to the Pittsburgh Panthers. This is equivalent to when Pittsburgh Panthers played Clemson. Pickett is getting ready to get it. He's getting ready to get it. He just got to hold his composure. Hopefully the play calling is legit enough
that they can go ahead and hand
the ball off, kind of save and play action. He's got the weapons. We all know that. But now you're throwing the fire. Then how much is he going to be amped up, too amped up at the beginning?
Exactly. First NFL that's the game, problem.
All this kind of stuff. So, you know, everything's still going fast. To me, I thought the start was going to be after this game, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's now. Throw them in the fire, see what's going on. I just think with that pass rush with Von, you know, it's different than Diggs. And,
yes.
Allen himself.
And the line is not that great.
And then Allen himself running around, his big 7-foot butt going crazy. So, my thing is I think that, you know, I'll take Steelers in the points. That's for sure. That is for sure. Come on. Don't do nothing silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that part. Chargers, 2.5 points. Favorite over the Browns at Brown. Woo!
Is Justin? Is he coming back?
Yeah, he played last week.
He's going to play this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I hope, hopefully, he's good. Is Allen back? Keenan Allen?
I don't
Thank you. Is Keenan Allen back? I mean, because woo, yeah, they gave them that them type of points at the Browns.
Y'all
talking and acting like this is gonna be a good game, huh? But I get the Chargers to win in the road.
He's questionable. He got a chance to play. He's questionable as far as Keenan Allen. Yeah.
If he plays, I go with the Chargers. If he don't play, I'm taking the Browns. Because Jaboy's back this week. He got in a car accident.
Oh, yeah.
He's back.
Miles.
Yep.
Yeah.
I most definitely will take the Browns if he's not playing.
Right. To me, I just think this is just the growth of the Chargers. You know, they got a better team. They need to go in there and take care of business.
They better.
I just see the Browns. I mean, you know, granted, Brissett, I like him, you know, but you are a backup quarterback.
Absolutely.
Herbert, you know, you legit. So I just see the Chargers winning this, and it probably will be a 3-7 point game. I just think that the Browns just don't have enough on offense. Yes, you got Chubbs, you got all that stuff. But, you know, the missing whole piece of this is that the Chargers has improved their defense.
Right.
So we'll see what's going on. And, you know, they're going to stack that box and do what they got to do. And that's the whole thing. That division, the North, is just wide open. Ain't nobody really running away with it. Everybody's 2-2 or something like
right.
that. 1-3, 2-2. So we'll see. But Browns need it. Browns need every game. You know, they're trying to stay above water just because, you know, they got the massage guy coming. You know what I'm saying? They got him coming. So, you know, they just trying to be 500. They don't care. Let's get 500. In this division that no one's running away with, right? Right? Baltimore's got a problem.
Yes.
Steelers got a problem.
Yes, we do.
The Bengals got a problem. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is flawed. So, hey, this is getting ready to look like, you know what? This is getting ready to look like the NFC East when somebody's going to be 8-8, 7-9, and baby. You know, that's how
what
it's going to be.
What is wrong with you?
That's what's going to be. That division is... Everybody thought that was going to be a powerhouse division. That division is, you know. And then they're going to eat up on each other, right? So, 7-9, 8-8. If you get 8-8, you're going. You're going. So, everybody's still in there.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody's still in there. And that's a beautiful thing for everybody. So, you just got to put enough these pieces and go ahead and win a division.
Right.
And then you're good. Ain't nobody running away in that division. For real. Bing, Lions versus Patriots. Woo! Patriots 3-point favorite.
Detroit, stand up, baby. Y'all got this week. Y'all got to have it this week. They have been to so many damn post games all year, and we ain't even had a hell of a year yet. We only, what, 4 games in?
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it, Detroit could be 4-0 right now.
Should be.
They could be 4-0 right now.
Close
but
to
I
it.
Am going to give them the win against these guys. Because Mac Jones, 3-2-1-2-5-2-8. Yeah, y'all know the number. He's wanting to beat them. Detroit, come on, man. I can't keep rooting for y'all every week because the week I decide to go against y'all, you know what? New England going to win this game. New England got this game, bro. New England going to blow them out.
I know you're trying to do reverse psychology, but you're right. New England is going to blow them out. Without a doubt. You're giving up 48 points to Geno. I don't care if Zappe is the quarterback or not. You're not scoring 45 points against New England. Golf. No, sir. No, sir. That's a wrap.
I got faith in you, Golf.
Hey, good
Do
luck.
Your thing, Golf. This good game luck, is going to be 21-14.
The crazy thing is this. Granted, Zappe, you know, from West Kentucky, he's making his start. But the crazy thing is this. How do you lead the league in points allowed and also points, total points? You know, you average 30-something points and you give up 30-something points. Bro, that's garbage. Your defense is garbage. And the thing about it, Belichick is always good for taking away some stuff. So you're
right.
not going to do all that stuff you're doing back there. So, hey, good luck with that one. They're going to smash my football in the death. Let's go. Hey, we're going to see Zabby put up some numbers.
Right.
And the running game. Oh, my gosh. Bobby gonna be winning.
Detroit!
Golf. Bye-bye, golf.
Let's go, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit great be what? 1-4 leaving that game.
It'll be 2-3.
They wish. Shoot, hell, even they
2-3,
like,
baby.
Them players like, Lord, Jesus, we got to go where? Foxborough. Come on, coach. Coach is running. Coach is already there. Seahawks versus the Aints. 5.5-point favorite. Wow. Ain't that something? The Aints. I hear you. Which one we get, though? Which Geno are we gonna get? That's the whole thing.
Oh, shoot.
Which Geno are you getting?
Forgot we were doing the show.
Geno.
You said this game, I already completely lost my focus.
Aints is 1-3?
You know what's so crazy? Geno, since you got NLC Player of the Week last week, let's see you do it again this week. Against a team who's good and great at home on defense.
Right.
Let's see if you do it again this week. I'm going with you, Seattle, just to see if Geno can do it. He's all hyped up and stuff. He got the offensive player of the NFC this week. Let's see if you can do it again. Do it again. They hyping him up.
Kamara's playing too.
Do it again.
Is my man playing? Is Mr. W playing? Mr. EW?
Man, his back is still
hurt. Everybody's questionable on their team.
Right.
Woo, but everybody.
Seattle, if y'all don't go down there and do y'all thing, something
wrong. But you know what's so crazy? Everybody questionable is on offense.
Exactly.
Hey, dang.
Geno, Detroit. Well, you don't care about that defense,
you ain't
Geno.
Playing Detroit, bro.
Eat them W's like he did, Geno.
Geno, you'll be coming back to Earth real soon. Big time. You're not playing the Lions.
Come on, Geno.
The Tigers and the Bears. Oh, my. You in trouble this weekend, big time. Old boy's going to be able to use the bathroom a little bit quicker. He ain't going to need a ride to go use the poo-poo. Because the game going to be over before then. Hey, Geno is coming back to Earth. Good luck with you. Saints and Aints is going to win this one. But you know what? The crazy thing is probably only about 3 points. Probably won't be about that.
Jesus Christ.
Because, you know, we don't know what's going on with them. Dolphins and the J-E-T-S, Jets. Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy, if you don't blow the bricks off the Jets.
Jam, Teddy.
But you know what's so crazy? This game is going to be close.
Oh, yes.
This game is going to be extremely close.
This game is going to let you know if Teddy's still going to be a backup quarterback in the league.
If he's done.
Yeah, you're going to have to win this, Teddy. It's going to be, dude, I don't even know how many points are going to be scored. You know what I'm saying?
Teddy, I love you, Teddy. We love you,
Jam.
Teddy.
Yeah.
The show wasn't let us know you can still play, man. Please let us know. I'm going to ride with you this week, but them Jets is not going to come out of play with you.
No,
the Jets, too, they are not going to come out of play with you.
They
but
coming.
I'm going to give you the roll win by 3.
Jam.
What you got, brother?
Man, I got the Jets, bro.
Jesus
Christ. I got the Jets, man. I got the Jets.
Brother?
Until
Damn.
I see Teddy feed the beast. You got too many weapons. Quit being conservative. Quit just managing the game. You got to throw it out, man. You got some Ferraris. You got some Jaguar. You got Beast, baby. Cheetah. Waddle, man. You got to feed them, bro. If you don't, if they score 17 points, bro, that's a wrap. Because the thing about it is, old boy's going to sling it. Now, he might throw 7 interceptions himself, Wilson.
Yeah.
But he's going to throw it.
Yes, he will.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to run it,
too. Right. And their defense is going to play be stout and against the run and all
What's
that kind
of damn
stuff.
Boy at corner name they got to
Yes.
Yes.
And you know
yes.
He's got to prove himself.
Yes,
the
he is.
The problem is he's going to be tied. You better get somebody else, bro, because you can't cover both of them.
The whole jail game.
Yeah, because they got you running, bro.
Hold on, bro. Take me out real quick.
Sauce. Who you got Sauce?
Well, I'm checking.
I'm
going to
ride with
you.
I love it. I love the 3.5. I got to go with the Jets, man. But, hey, Teddy, for real, you're going to take care of business, bro.
Come on, Teddy.
They ticking on you, man.
Yes, they are.
Bro. You got too much firepower to be like that. Oh, Falcons versus Bucks. 9-point favorite. Coming off a loss, bro.
Yeah, they got a loss.
They gotta do something terrible.
Okay. Them, bro. Reality. Tampa Bay. Go out there, do you supposed to do? You got Mike Evans back, the only receiver you have on the team.
Right.
Y'all defense is supposed to be good, but we're not looking too hot this year.
Oh boy, yeah.
But Atlanta, they not great, they not good, but well, you can just give that ball to Peterson and he plays receiver, tight end, running back. He ain't playing.
He's on injured reserve. Cordell Patterson, he's down.
Tampa Bay got this game.
Yeah, he's out.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that. Yeah. Tampa Bay got this game. Tampa Bay would blow him out. Yeah. That's the only X factor they got. Yeah. That's the only X factor they got. Because he does everything.
Yeah.
That's all. No, man. Tampa Bay, y'all better get out there. I'll give y'all 9. I'll take points.
Yeah. But, you know, and then a boy's arm is not, you know, he took a little hit on that arm and shoulder. So he ain't, yeah.
Jesus.
Fournette, get ready.
You ready to run the hell out that ball. Who got him in fantasy?
Yeah, because he great eat. Because they great feed him. They didn't feed him last week. They great feed him, though. So, yeah, the Bucs should go ahead and take care of business. I mean, you know, like you said, Cordell Patterson, he can't even turn the kicks. He can't do nothing. He's injury reserve. Yeah. He's done, like, for 4 games. So, the Bucks, Titans, my dog, it's a lot of Richie performing for the Commodores, Commanders, goodness gracious,
it's not it, Derrick Henry, God, I wish I had you, I wish I would have drafted you, but I didn't, I'm sorry, you're going to have a hell of a game, you are going to have a game, they're going to be scared to tackle you like everybody else. Titans by 14.
Woo. Commanders run defense is stout. They back end is garbage. Carson Wentz is the quarterback, but so is Tannehill. I think Titans win, but I think it's more like 7. I think a couple. They should cover 2.5. But, yeah, both of these teams is.
Derrick Henry going out with 75-yard.
He better.
One of them 75 yards.
He gonna need it. They gonna stack the box on his ass. Christ. Texas and Jags. It looks so funny. Didn't see the Jags. 7-point favorite. Granted, you know they had Bartles and everybody back in the day when they was rolling. But
yeah.
Just to see them come back.
He retired.
Yeah.
You got your money.
We thought he was still in the league. I didn't know.
Sorry, bro.
Good luck for you, bro.
This game, it's going to be a good game. But I got the Jaguars covering. I got the Jaguars covering.
They got the tools.
I'm
not even going to waste my breath on that.
Yeah, I feel.
I mean, you Texas on the road with long neck.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, Jaguars got this one.
Good luck. Going to
make Doug look great again this week. Go what ahead, Doug.
What you say? 49ers at Carolina. Nothing finer than the Carolina and Mr. Baker Mayfield.
You got it.
Woo! It's around. They
get Niners.
Blast that.
No, forget the Niners. What's bro's name?
Who?
Tez.
Yeah.
If y'all dare even win this game by 3, I can't wait till Monday. Y'all better not win this game by 3. Y'all better win this game by 30.
Well, you know, they do have Jimmy G.
I don't give a damn if they have Tim Tebow. You better win this game by 30. You better not come close to letting this game be that close. They better not. Bro, they better not. Yeah. Kittles, you better do something because you ain't did nothing since you came back from injury.
He ain't going to do nothing. But
I ain't got Debo on my fantasy though. Like whoever got Debo is just eating the game. Right
Debo
now.
Wilson, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but they defense. That's the whole thing. If you got that defense, that's the key.
Right.
Because Baker's gonna get smacked, boy. Jesus. Yeah. This score may be 13-0.
I hope not.
You know what I'm saying?
That still be embarrassing though, bro.
You know. Well, like I said, but Jimmy G. Hey, Jimmy G on the road too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, but Baker's Baker's it, man. Baker's, you know, he's the next best thing.
Supposedly.
Cowboys and Rams should be a dandy 5.5 points.
This is for a park game, 200.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I like to catch this one.
You know they do. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a good game. I just
is
think
Rush is playing.
Of course, Russ is definitely playing. Dak ain't coming back until a while. But, you know, the defense, you see what's going on. You know, you just pressure Stafford. But you got to go ahead and maybe score some points when you get opportunity because you're not going to maybe keep him down. Cooper Kupp will have his 30 catches, 100 yards, that kind of stuff. Got to make sure you stop the run. Make sure Cam Akers don't go off or nothing like that because you know you're not going to maybe shut the whole thing down. But you try to make, you know, we make fun of Stafford. We can say Detroit Stafford. Yeah. But that's what you do. You try to make him Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you make him Detroit Stafford,
then you got a chance.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it. But, you know, my thing is take care of business. Blitz, and that's it.
Let me ask you this real quick before we go to the next game. How do you feel with Diggs one on one against Cooper?
He ain't going to play him one on one, though.
You don't think so?
No, that defense. Because he lines them up in different spots.
Okay.
So he's like, I see what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like Debo.
But do you want him to be one on one?
Nah, I like Brown too.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Brown too. I'd rather have on board this freelancer like he does. You can't freelance with Cooper because he's going to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, this whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then we got a curse coming back too. So, as far as
Hold on, wait a minute. This week?
Yeah, he's coming back.
The linebacker?
No, the safety.
I know who he is.
The plays against the tight end.
Yeah,
So, I mean, you know, it's going to be a real good game. My thing is that as long as Cooper do what he does, you know.
Cooper Rush. Big pickup, too. So, that's a big addition coming back.
The big addition is the linebacker that nobody knows is getting ready to come. From LSU. So, that's going to be the giant. But no, it should be a good game. Rams, you got to win. The pressure ain't on Dallas.
Right.
Dallas got a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And
the crazy thing about it, they expect for Dallas to lose this game. If Dallas wins this game, cut your damn TVs off through Monday through Sunday. Because that's all they talking about is Dallas. Dallas is going to build your TV screen from Monday till Sunday if they win this game.
If they lose,
when Cooper Rush,
if they lose, they're going to be on that because then there's bashing. So it's like, you know.
I feel like if they win, they're going to have no choice. But now the conversation is going to be, do you bring Dak back right away?
That's already started.
I know it is.
Yeah, that's already a done deal.
Crazy, dude. You know, that's going to be a good
but
game,
I will say this.
I think it's going to be better than what people think.
It's going to be tough because Dallas defense is legit.
It's going to be
better. As long as you got legit defense, you have a chance, whatever.
That's crazy.
But I will say this, though. That's the thing about it. The whole missing thing is Cooper's just allowing no boy to heal. Just take your time, bro. Don't be like Russell Wilson coming back.
Hurts, what you going to do?
Eagles versus Cardinals.
What you going to do, Hurts? I mean, what are you going to do? You're on the road at Arizona, which me personally, I feel like, they not having the greatest year, but at the same time, this is still a good team. You playing them on the road. What are you going to do? You have to show up against them because if you don't, that little 5'5" dude is going to run all over the place.
Right.
And everybody's going to be open. He's going to fling the ball because the corners is going to step up. And you got people wide open. You know what I'm saying? They have to come with it.
True.
They have to come with it because if you don't, Arizona gonna blow them out.
Yeah, I mean, as far as one of the toughest schedules, throw out the Panthers last week, but
yeah,
the Cardinals have played the Chiefs.
Yes, they have.
The Raiders.
Yes, they have.
And the Rams.
And that was a hell of a game, right? Yes.
So now they got the Eagles.
Yes.
At the house, but they're a type of team that all they gotta do is nothing. You know, you hear me say it all the time: stay afloat because Hoptown is coming.
He's coming back.
So
here he comes.
Just do enough.
Yes. Plus,
you know, the defense going to do something.
They do.
You're going to have to slow this Philly jog not going on. You got to make Hurst beat you. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got the weapons. That's one thing. I can't stand the Eagles, but they are loaded. But they've been loaded for a long time. You know, they don't care about spending money.
Right.
So if they win, they're going to win with Hurst doing his thing, have to. If they lose, it's going to be because of Hurst didn't do it.
Did what it was supposed to do, yeah.
So
that's why Arizona need to come out.
Yeah.
If they get out on fire on that offense, that defense is going to step up.
That's the little scary thing to me is that he really don't have nobody. Like Marquise Brown is his own thing? Because A.J. Green ain't been A.J. Green in 7 years.
Absolutely.
You know, since that toe or whatever.
He's going to need a lot of people to step up. He needs a lot of people to step up.
Because I will say this. They going to get out there, little dude. Absolutely.
They going to get out there. Absolutely. They coming to him.
They got some horses.
The crazy thing about it, they just don't want that little dude to scramble all over the place.
You can't.
Because if he do, it's somebody open.
Right.
Antonio. And Brown, he's quick.
Yeah.
Don't let him get behind you.
That's the crazy thing. They got two all-pro DBs.
Yes.
So as far as
Slade.
So it's like... Be smart, dude. You get all this money, and I'm talking about
don't let little dude scramble.
Your ass get all this money for the Cardinals, dude. Yep. You got to come up with a scheme and whatever. Because we saw where, what was it, Jaguars jumped on them 14-0, then your boy just threw the game away with five turnovers. Cardinals, I'm going to ride with the Eagles, but Cardinals, man, it's for you. You gotta have it.
I'm riding with the Cardinals. It's for them.
You gotta have it.
It's their game.
Because either it's gonna be a close game or the Eagles gonna beat the dog stuffing out of them. Bengals and Ravens. I am so surprised that they're still favorite. I know that the Ravens been sluggish. The Ravens give up anything in the fourth quarter. 3-point favorite. This is your peeps.
This is a divisional game. So,
right.
I see this game is going to be one hell of a game, especially against these two. These are two good teams, man, in this division.
Whew.
Lamar needs it more than anybody because of divisional game, and you ain't signed no contract yet and stuff like that. As far as Joey, this is a game for him to let everybody know, look here, dude, I don't care. I'm here. I won a division last year, and I'm going to win it again this year. You understand what I'm saying? This team is good. I can't, between these both teams, I tell everybody every day, I can't stand Cincinnati more than I can't stand Baltimore or whatever. But this game is going to come down to the wire to me because Cincinnati has a decent defense, and they know each other. You got to play each other twice a year. So we know what Lamar's going to do. We know what Joey's going to do. Whoever got the ball last wins this game. Whoever got the ball last wins this game because we can honestly say neither defense so far really this year has been great.
True.
Then you got both of these quarterbacks who are great at their position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that who got the ball last is going to win. And we know this person over here got a kicker. Who can kick it out the other end zone? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like whoever has the ball last wins this game. And that's the sad part about it.
I hope it does come to that because it's the 8:20 game.
Yes.
Night game. But I just don't see the Ravens defense back in stopping Chase, Higgins.
It's going to be crazy.
And Boyd. But they have problems with okay receivers. Or one receiver.
Right. And these
three receivers. Lord Jesus. And I hate it for Lamar because he don't he don't play defense. So he can't do all that.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is the Eagles got a nice kicker too. But I don't even I just until I see the Ravens not collapse in the fourth quarter, I gotta go with the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me crazy to even say that. Because Lamar, don't sign no contract. I don't care if you win this game, win all the games. Don't, man, go on and leave Baltimore, man. They're not doing you no favors. you know, granted, you got two nice little receivers that you got now, but they still run the same makeshift offense.
Right.
Man, they don't respect your skills. Get out of there. And then I think this Joy, you know, along, the thing about it is Joy's used to getting hit, getting smashed, but the Ravens don't have a pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, to me, the pressure's going to be on the Ravens' offense to keep up with the Bengals. And I think that, yes, we've seen it before. They'll jump out. Fourth quarter, they're down by two TDs.
Absolutely.
Somebody kicked the field goal and went.
Yep.
So, my whole thing is this. When do you start putting the pressure on Harbaugh? Because we want to blame Lamar, but he don't play D.
And you know what's so crazy? It's not, because they love him too much.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't want them Super Bowl.
They love him too much, so he's not going to get that pressure on him.
I'm gonna tell you when the pressure happens. The pressure happens if Lamar leaves.
Yep. All right, you let him
leave. That's when. And not even from the front office, because they love them fans who love Lamar. If you let him walk at that door, and I don't know if you guys know it, some may not. Baltimore's predominantly black.
Yes, they are.
And they ride or die with Lamar. If you let him walk out that door,
I was going to be on the coach, because at the same time, coach, you could have went up right to the GM and said, pay him.
Something. It is what it is.
What you said?
Should be a good one, though. That's
absolutely.
Should be a good one.
Juggernaut.
Raiders versus Chiefs.
Monday Night
Football. Woo! We seen this dance before.
Yes, we have.
7-point favorite.
Divisional.
We love them.
Yes,
we love them games.
We gonna see, because we might see a Derek Carr for one night be Superman.
Yeah. All right.
But Mahomes might be his kryptonite.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we might see it, but I don't think we're going to see it.
Hey,
you talking about a team that needs a win.
Right, and they need one.
I mean, granted, they won last week, but you can't be 1-4 and let them be 4-1.
Right.
You bought in the best receiver.
This is at Kansas City. I don't see Mahomes folding to these guys, dude.
You heard what he said at the... he's like, dude,
I don't see it.
Y'all know who we play next.
What you said.
They can't stand
it. And this guy, I think Mahomes is going to go out here and a statement. Hey, man, y'all got me messed up. I'm still that guy.
Dude's on a mission.
I'm still that guy.
Dude's on a mission.
I don't need the dude running all around and throwing him the ball. I got some legit receivers.
Yeah.
We just got to get it going. It's just the fourth game. The fifth game be this week or whatever for certain teams. But, hey, we gonna see.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you. I got
KC though.
If everybody's thinking that, you know, and hoping that, then you know, my whole thing is this: we done saw what he did against Tampa Bay's defense. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay defense is not doo doo. I don't think you got the horses on defense, Raiders. And then we know Waller's not even getting the ball like he needs to. You finally forced off feeding my man. He's getting 10 catches for 90 yards. No TDs.
No.
Hunter Renfrow, I don't even know why y'all even still rolling with him like that. You know, you got some real dudes. But Monday night, it's going to be time for my homie. Petty Ice is getting ready to smash mouth down like no other. It's a wrap. It's done. It's done. It's all for real.
Yes,
because y'all mess with him. You know
what
I'm saying? The media messed with him.
Yes, they did.
And he's going to show
y'all. Absolutely did.
He's going to show y'all. Now, don't be wrong. We got some other dudes rolling, but this dude right here.
He's rolling.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that
one. Leave him alone.
You better leave him alone. Child's play. Denver's up 6-0 over the Colts.
Yep.
Pedestrian game like we knew it was going to be.
Absolutely.
You know, it'd probably be 12-0. 12-7.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, they won a game with 11-10 or something. Something crazy.
Something stupid.
So, hey, it is what it is. I hope everybody have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you support the high school. Go ahead to these games. Check them out. Go ahead and nominate. You know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and keep on following us on Twitter. Get us to 2 G's plus more. Peace out, guys.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
High school games tomorrow.
Yes, sir. That's what it's about. Peace. It's 8 p.m. Crease. Let's get it. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. Mark and Will. Yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.